It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio, and you are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Don't forget, first game, Appalachian State, all RVs through GoPSURV.com. You can enjoy the game for the weekend, half-price RVs. Friday and Saturday, they're having an open house, tailgate by 409 Tailgate Club. Check out the RVs by GoPSURV.com. Get a feel for where they are, how everything works, what their RVs are like. Have a little beer, have a little wine, have a little Labatt. And most importantly, don't forget, you can enter if you go to the open house. There's a raffle that they will be having, and they will be giving away to the winner a future game, which will be the University of Maryland. They'll give you an RV for that weekend, free. So go check them out, GoPSURV.com. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, Bob and Andy Show this week. No Ross Tucker. We'll let you decide whether that's good or bad. I have my own opinion. But we're going to talk about redshirt freshmen that we think are poised or potentially poised to make an impact. And let's see how big it is. I got quite a decent list because the 2017 recruiting class was pretty darn good. These are all from the 2017. Let's start on defense because I think with replacing so many starters, especially up the middle of the field, these are names that we can look at. I want to start with defensive tackle Fred Hanser. Mm-hmm. I think if Penn State's up the middle of the field on the defensive line, it's going to be better than just okay. I think Fred Hansard has to play a role somehow.
Yeah. And by the way, since it's just you and me on the show, I'll say it since you didn't. We are bandying back and forth about Penn State football. Do you see what I did there? Bandying?
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. So Fred Hansard, yes. I think he will be a guy. I'm actually very excited about PJ Mustipher. Apparently, the Big Ten guys are excited about him too.
He's a true freshman.
This is about the redshirt freshman. So, Yes, I think on defense there's a couple that I think have a chance. He's one of them. It's important to remember that they want to play five tackles, and I think they will play
five tackles.
Yeah, that's what they did last year. So, Windsor, Givens, and then we'll see. And there's another
redshirt. Damian Barber's next on my list.
I cannot believe how much bigger he got. Joe Hermit, who I work with at Penn Live, at Big Ten Media Day, he's the guy that when he takes pictures, he will bird dog people and just kind of. And so he had him on his radar because he's a Harrisburg kid. And he came away and he said, man, this guy is. He was about 240 pounds at Harrisburg, maybe.
235 he played his senior year.
Yeah, and he looks every bit of 285, 280. You know, he is.
He looks like a Big Ten defensive tackle.
Yeah, to me.
I sat in the stands at the spring game and I watched him all through his high school career, and he could make an impact on a game, but his motor always bothered me. As you know, professionally, I just was like, I didn't see the motor, but I watched the spring game, and I thought he stood out. I thought he showed that he could be part of a rotation. He's not a starter. But I'm like, he does serve a purpose. I think those two guys might be part of the five or six of the rotation you're looking at. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree. I agree. I think probably Hansard might maybe at this point.
I think he's ahead of him.
But who knows? I mean, I just get the feeling that with Barber, that the more reps he gets, the more experience he gets, because the talent is certainly there and he has the size. So, one of those guys is going to step up. Right. One of those guys is going to step up and play a significant role. And maybe both, but one for sure. It's a big spot. It's been a priority all offseason.
Yep,
so
somebody is going to
earn some significant snaps.
All right, let's go to the linebacker position. Talking about defense, let's talk about Ellis Brooks. He seems to maybe have gotten a little bit lost in the shuffle. I thought he looked pretty good in the spring game, but what do you think about him?
Two things. When I talked to him a couple of weeks back, he said that he came to Penn State. He said he graduated with a 3.7 GPA in in his school at Virginia. And he said he thought he was a smart guy, but it said it's the first year learning how to play inside linebacker. It was really it was really an experience for him, and he had a lot to learn. He said he does feel comfortable now as far as not only knowing his role but getting everyone else lined up as well, right, which is a big part of playing linebacker. And James made the point yesterday that even though I think the coaching staff thinks that Jan is the guy to play at the start of the year, he said the one thing about Ellis is he's always been an inside linebacker, so he's a little bit ahead of some of the other younger linebackers who've kind of moved around a little bit. But I do think he looks to me like he's the number two middle linebacker. So I don't know what that means in terms of snaps on defense, but I would have to think he should be a core special teams player.
Yeah, I think you have to get him out in the field a little bit as well. What about Braylon Fajon Walden? No, not a mention, not a peep. I mean, he's 230 pounds. You just don't hear anything about the kid. If you don't hear anything, that's for a reason.
Yeah.
That to me tells me he's not part of the six. He's not part of the eight. It doesn't seem
if you're not keeping up, you're falling behind. There are some players that have done that, and on this team that have done that. I'm more interested in the secondary, actually. I think there's one player in particular that I think has a chance to really help them, and it's the corner. It's Donovan Johnson. They play four corners. I think he is their fourth corner, and odds are someone's going to be banged up. And I think he has the athleticism. He's from Michigan, four-star corner. A lot of praise in the spring. I think he's ready to go, and I just think when you talk about the redshirt freshmen and the defensive players, it's important to note that, even if they only get some snaps on defense, I think they can help on special teams. He can run. He can hit. And the other guy I'm sure you want to get to is probably Sutherland, the safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg Pickle is pretty convinced that Garrett Taylor does not necessarily have a lock on one of the starting safety spots. Last year we were talking about Aaron Monroe. We were talking about Johnny Patrician. But Sutherland was viewed, I think Marcus Allen liked his physical style, so he might be a guy to watch as well.
Yeah, I think if this defense is going to be above average as compared to it, I think the redshirt freshmen on the defensive side of the ball have to be impact players. We talk about the guys that came in the 18 and the true freshmen, all the bling, but these are the guys that have a little bit of tread on them and understand what's going on around them, and they know what needs to be done to get themselves on the field. I think defensively, these are the guys that are more important to me. Yeah. Than the true
of all the defensive players, the guy that intrigues me the most is Donovan Johnson. I just think that when you play that many defensive backs and they're so important to special teams, I think he will be heard from this year. And I do think if he's one of the four corners, he's going to play a lot.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check them out. Bob Flounders. Did I say Flanders? Flounders.
Just remember, we're bandying stuff back and forth.
We're bandying back and forth. It's the Bob and Ross Show. No Ross Tucker this week. All right, we're talking about impact freshmen in this Tucker's Tape. Redshirt freshmen that we think are poised to make an impact. We did defense. Let's flip over to offense for the last half of this segment. Let's start at the running back position. Miles Sanders, Ricky Slade. What about Journey Brown? What do you think?
The one thing I will say about Journey Brown is in addition to he's obviously a fast kid, track star, was Meadville, I believe, in Pennsylvania. But he has done some work in the weight room. He looks like a dude who is a Big Ten running back. He is a guy that I don't know what they listed him at, but he definitely is a guy that physically looks pretty good.
Would you want him or Mark Allen running the ball?
Look, Mark, I didn't see Mark much Allen, in the they're gonna, Mark Allen's more experienced. If they're ever going to give him the ball, it's going to be this
year. It's going to be this year.
I keep hearing Jonathan Thomas might have a role, but I've been hearing that for 2 or 3 years. I mean, Ricky Slade, I think they're going to play him. I just think that Journey Brown, the odds of the whole running back room staying healthy is very slim. I think that he's going to get a shot, and it might be on special teams. It might be as a return man. I'm just saying that physically he's put in some work.
He's 5'11", 210 now.
Yeah.
I think he came to Penn State at 190 pounds.
Yeah, he's every bit at 210.
Yeah, he looks it. All right, there's plenty of wide receivers. Let's go to wide receivers. We've got some offensive linemen and quarterbacks to get to, but there's three receivers to talk about. First one I'm going to say is Cam Sullivan Brown, only because – oh my gosh, you couldn't miss him in the spring game. He caught everything that came his way. But KJ Hamler, Mack Hemmenhammer, are starting to push those veteran guys a little bit. Do you think any one of these three, do you think the three of them can find a little bit of time, or you still think they're special team guys?
No, I think of those three, one of them is going to be a guy at the end of the year. You're going to look at him and say, well, we thought he was good, and it turns out they weren't just blowing smoke. I think Hamler, when you hear that many people talk about him, I think he is a guy that is
dangerous. Chase loves to throw the deep ball. Dude.
Yeah,
Chase
yeah. I think Hamler to throw the deep Hippenhamer is smooth, and I think that. But one of those guys is going to be. They're right. going to play. They play their top three receivers more than you realize. But there's going to be some guys that jump up. I think Hamler is a guy to watch. Hippenhamer was impressive in spring, but you know there's some other guys as well that I think we're going to be talking about too.
Penn State really have that sort of deep catch threat guy in what you know? I mean,
well, DeAndre Tompkins is for sure a deep threat. I'm pretty sure that Justin Shorter is, but I know that another true freshman was getting raves, Jahan Dotson. But Hamler is the guy I think right. that is probably the deep threat. I don't know what to make of Brandon Polk anymore. They moved him outside. Is he going to get lost in the shuffle?
Right.
For an outside receiver, he's so small. So we'll see. As far as the quarterback, I know they like Sean Clifford, but I think for him to get on the field, something bad is going to have to happen to a couple other players. And then on the offensive line, Andy, Mike Moran.
Yeah, that was the other
Mike
guy.
Miranda, excuse me, C.J. Thorpe, Des Holmes. I don't know that they're in the six or seven equation, but what I'd say about those guys is I think the coaching staff feels good if they have to play them. There's not going to be a drop-off, especially Miranda, I think, and Thorpe.
Miranda and Thorpe are the two guys. So if you're talking about we're going to talk about the offensive line real quick, the experience there, would you put these guys inside the 10? Would you say, like, would you put C.J. Thorpe behind Connor McGovern?
Yeah, I think I would. They have a couple different guys I think that can play center, McGovern and Mennett. I think Thorpe is a guard for sure. Des Holmes is a tackle. But I just think that when he took over, they didn't even really have five.
Who's that, Lime Grover?
No, Franklin. When he took over, they didn't really have five. I think they do have eight guys they could put in the game, even against some good teams, and they could still run their offense, and they could still – I mean, not everyone can be McGovern, not everyone can be Ryan Bates, but these guys are all going to be good. And also Rasheed Walker is a guy that Matt Lime Grover really likes. But right. He's a true freshman.
So
that's not really what we're talking about, but remember that name.
Yeah, there's several true freshmen that get you that with good reason should get you excited, but week to week over the course of the season, make sure you keep an eye on the redshirt freshmen. I think this is a really important class, and I think they're going to do big things. All right, that'll do it for quarter number two. Stick around. Your questions, Ask Ross is next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.